The Ten King Confederacy of Revelation 17 is this one world government confederacy that's going to come together with the papacy. And if we had time to look at that more closely, I think we can clearly show the reason why that happens. The United Nation people, the people that run the United Nations and plan the United Nations, have no sympathy with Roman Catholicism. If you go back through history, you'll see that they've been at odds with Roman Catholicism for hundreds of years. But, in fact, Revelation 17 bears it out, because the Lord says it's those ten kings that are going to burn Roman Catholicism with fire. This hatred goes all the way through the end. But something at the end of the world takes place that allows them to come together and work together for 1 hour. And what I would suggest to you, if you look closely at prophecy, what that is that at the Sunday law in the United States, everything falls apart, and it only continues to get worse. Remember, there's a progression that goes further and further as the Holy Spirit is withdrawn from the earth, and when everything falls apart, way beyond what we're imagining with Y2K, way beyond that, the people of the world are going to cry out for some leader that can promise them a way out of this mess. And who do you think that's going to be? Who's being prepared to be the moral leader that can lead the world out of chaos? The Pope of Rome. It's already being put in place. And the United Nations is going to realize, with everything falling apart, that they're going to need a figurehead to pull things together in order to bring the world into one agreement. And that's why this unity comes together, but they hate her. And it's going to fall apart. And it's this spirit of confederacy that is part of the story of prophecy. Back to the quote from Testimonies. God is looking on. His purposes in regard to his rebellious subjects will be fulfilled. The world has not been given into the hands of men, though God is permitting the elements of confusion and disorder to bear sway for a season. A power from beneath is working to bring about the last great scenes in the drama, Satan coming as Christ. The last great scenes is this impersonation of Christ by Satan, and working with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in those who are binding themselves together in secret societies. Those who are yielding to the passion for confederation are working out the plans of the enemy. The cause will be followed by the effect. Transgression has almost reached its limits. Confusion fills the world, and great terror is soon to come upon human beings. The end is very near. We who know the truth should be preparing for what is soon to break upon the world as an overwhelming surprise. Are we preparing? The Great Controversy 6:24 gives us a description that I'm sure we are all familiar with. And if you go through and read this quote, you'll see that the emphasis, among other things in this quote, is that when Satan does come and impersonate Christ, it's at that point that he starts pushing the world for the Sunday law. First the United States, Satan appears, world Sunday law. Fire from heaven. Now, I'm not sure that I...